In the month of February, the green leaves begin to spring. Pretty lambs trip like a fairy. Birds do couple bill and sing. All things on earth that draweth breath in love together, then do join. Why should not I my fortune try and seek me out a valentine? Thanks, kind fate, I have my wishes, for I have now met my dear, whom I greet with honey kisses. Her sweet sight my heart doth cheer. My dearest love and turtle dove, oh, let my arms about thee twine, for thou art she I first did see. Good morrow, my fair Valentine.
Surely, sir, you are mistaken, for you met some other maid. Young men, they are giving and scoffing, and as much to her you said. Then do not stay me on the way with your sweet words that you do coin. Let me alone, I must be gone. Pray seek some other Valentine.
If true faith may be believed, on you first I did set sight. Sweet, let not my heart be grieved, who doth love your beauty bright. Oft have I wished I might be blessed with your sweet presence, for to join and ease my mind, maids should be kind and loving to their Valentine.
Sir, to me you are a stranger. Maids must look before they leap. In fair speech is oft there's danger. Snakes under the sweet flowers creep. Maids often find men's words but wind. The sun shall set, that bright did shine. After a calm there comes a storm. Go seek some other Valentine.
Fortune fair hath now decreed it, that none but you I should meet. Dearly I do love, believe it, for you are my only sweet. My grieved breast can take no rest, which doth my lovesick heart conjoin. Love I require, love I desire, of thee, my beauteous Valentine.
For your affection, sir, I thank you, being more than my desert. Sure, I cannot be so cruel to procure a lover's smart. 'Tis modesty for to deny, yet from my words I may decline. Then banish pain, take heart again, for I will be thy Valentine.
Now thou speakest like an angel, and my drooping heart revive. For to give thee all contentment, day and night I'll ever strive. Thy courteous words much joy affords, and thy rare beauty so divine. Sweet, let me kiss my fair mistress, my only joy and Valentine.
If you intend what you have promised, and do love me as you say, I may yield, but if you flatter, I can my affection stay. Now I am free, as you may see. No man can say that I am thine, but being bound, no help is found, and then no more sweet vows. Valentine.
When I from my promise alter, let me then no longer thrive, and let nothing with me prosper while that I remain alive. Pains I'll not spare, but still take care, for to maintain thee near and fine, and for the best that can be dressed, then thou shalt east, sweet Valentine.
Seeing you are so kind-hearted, I have freely given consent, and my love to thee imparted, hoping never to repent. I'll constant prove to thee in love, for I am thine and thou art mine. I'll saving be, as thou shalt see, sweet husband, friend, and Valentine.
A thousand thanks I render back again to thee, my love, whom above the world I tender, my firm faith shall ne'er remove. Then presently to church let's hie, wherein Hymen's band let us join. Take hand and heart, till death depart, my life, my wife, and Valentine.